This is part two of a Bible teaching by David Ebal titled, The Purpose of Jesus.
Because it's a mixture of how good Jesus is and what we do, called the gospel of the circumcision, which was given to Peter, the one we're talking about here, who constantly had that trouble of mixing up what Jesus said with what Moses said. Did you see it here? Over and over through the Bible, the pattern is the same. Peter's always mixing the two. So the sheet came down. How's that for a mixture? Rise, kill, and eat. Not me. It's not kosher. How's that? See? And God's constantly trying to lead Peter out of this mixture. And finally, it's over with, and even Paul eventually goes back, you know, to the gospel of circumcision. But that's because the gospel of the uncircumcision is a very difficult gospel to live. It's a lot easier to keep the rules and laws, isn't it, than to be led of the Spirit. Being led of the Spirit is very precarious. You never know where you're going to be, and you can't put your faith, hope, and trust in anything but Jesus then. When we had rules and laws, then we could put our faith, hope, and trust in our rules and laws, in our traditions, in our society. So we see the identification first of Jesus Christ and the concept now of advancing and leaving. Because it's a schoolmaster, leaving the Moses law, Elijah, prophets. But please don't ever think that I'm mad at a Moses or Elijah. They're all okay. Every one of my school teachers did what they were supposed to do in the right grade. But I have no desire to go back to any. I'm glad that I've gone through them all. So now, in this realm, we see that even Moses, the law, or Elijah the prophets have been done away with. But in Malachi 4:5 we find that I will send Elijah the prophet before that great and terrible day of the Lord. Malachi 4:5 says, I will send Elijah the prophet before that great and terrible day of the Lord. For a while, they were trying to find out if John the Baptist was the Christ. Are you Elijah? Or that prophet? Perhaps even speaking of Deuteronomy 18, wherein God said, I will raise up a prophet like unto thee. With him will I speak man to man, mouth to mouth, and face to face. John the Baptist said, no, I'm not any of these. But then when they were speaking to Jesus about it, he said, and John the Baptist is Elijah, if you'll have it. Well, I know he wasn't Elijah. Elijah was dead and gone. So he couldn't have been speaking in the natural, physical, temporal realm. But John the Baptist came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Is that correct? Then after Jesus said, this John the Baptist is Elijah, he turned right around and said, and Elijah truly shall come. Future tense. Even though he has come, is come, he shall come. Past, present, and future. Therefore, in this realm, concerning the manifestation of the body of Christ, I believe that there is a manifestation of an Elijah company that must precede the manifestation of the body of Christ. A manifestation of prophets. A manifestation of a group of Elijah people who will come in the spirit and power with great anointing and a great mantle. They will call great attention to themselves because of their singular ministry. But like Elijah, they are not God's anointed. They're not the body of Christ. And as such, still they were anointed, even from their mother's womb, not to be the Christ, but to be the forerunner for the body of Christ. These people will rise, be on the earth, call attention to God and the manifestation of the body of Christ before the great and terrible day of the Lord, and then they will in turn go the way of Elijah. But they will be here at the time of the body of Christ, but before the body of Christ is manifest, they will be operating on the earth at the same time as cousins. Am I speaking to anybody? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you looking? Can you identify some action that's going on today, either as the Elijah Company or the Body of Christ Company? And there are many that are in the Elijah Company. We were speaking tonight of some that we thought were in the Body of Christ, but the Body of Christ cannot die. You see, Jesus overcame death. And now since that time, it even says that the fear of death is gone and He's overcome death for every man. Now the Elijah people are going to be anointed by God, be pointing to the great and terrible day of the Lord, be pointing to the body of Christ, but they themselves will have to go like Elijah, John the Baptist, or those others. Through the veil of death, through Jordan's chilly water.
Elisha was, and he wasn't. Maybe he'll be raptured up.
Mm-hmm. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Well, maybe they'll go in the rapture. But then, John the Baptist got his head chopped off. And Jesus said he was Elijah too. So, we'll just have to see about that parallel. The point I'm trying to get at right now is that Jesus was the Christ. The light shined from Him. The light is the glory. You connect glory with tabernacles. You connect tabernacles with leaving one area of training and entering into a whole new age. Okay? The tabernacle age, the age when you're led of the Spirit instead of led of the... Say it.
Law.
Okay. Now, go to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. To find out that dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, we're going to cast him out. And while you're turning to it, I'm going to refer you again to the fact that Jesus was manifest to destroy the what?
Works.
The devil or the works?
Works.
Works of the devil. The Christians are given the power to cast out devils. Jesus was manifest, and when He was manifest, now we're to listen to Him and no one else. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye Him. Now we'll go to that great dragon. Give it to me. 12:9.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Praise God. Get rid of him. Read some more.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Okay. Now has come four things. Now has come salvation, strength, the kingdom of God, and the power of His anointing. Think of that. Now has come all these things. Salvation, strength, the kingdom of God, and the power of His anointing. Wouldn't you like to have that in your life? All those things operating in your life? Huh? Wouldn't you like to have all those? Salvation, strength, the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? Your RPJ factor. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And the power of His anointing. Hallelujah. Because the accuser of the brethren is cast down, that accused them before our God, day and night. Well, I want those four things in my life, don't you? I want these fully operating. So, I'm going to have to cast out the accuser of the brethren. Reach up and cast him down right now in Jesus Christ's name, and then walk on that serpent and scorpion, bruise his head. Is that okay? So reach up here right now in Jesus' name, grab a hold of him, and cast him down. Just get him out. Left hand, right hand, get him out. Get him out. Get him out and throw him down and step on him. Because this is the accuser of the brethren. I've been hearing that noise all night. Did you hear it? Yeah. Have you heard it clicking all night? Somebody's been stepping on him. Well, the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accuses before our God day and night. And this will bring salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of His anointing. Well, of course, most of us have thought that we just cast out the devil, because the verse in front of it gave us the concept that it was the devil. But we know that the devil, Jesus was not manifest to destroy the devil. He was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And now we've got to find out who it is that accuses us before our God day and night. John 5, 45. Turn with me to John 5, 45 to get this concept in line. Now, there have been times, I remember it, times past, especially in the question and try to answer period, where I've given these scriptures in kind of a quick, you know, to answer some kind of a question or another, but I'm building on tonight, line upon line, precept upon precept, taking time to establish something to give you the chance to see that these things are not just pulled out of thin air, but there's a reason for them. Are we mad at Moses? What is it that the devil uses every time he accuses us? Hath not God said the word? Old Testament, Bible. Okay. So now we'll see what Jesus said. John 5, 45.
Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust.
Okay. I guess that pretty well settles it. The name of the accuser of the brethren is?
Moses.
Moses. But are we mad at the man? Because Moses and Elijah oftentimes don't mean the man, it means their work. Is that all right? Well, I don't know if I can get away with that. Let me try it another way. How about a Ford? Am I referring to a man or his work? Well, most of the time nowadays I'd be referring to his work. Is that correct? And I say, I like Fords. I don't like Fords. I'm not speaking of a family. I'm speaking of the work of that family. Is that okay? And so, sometimes when I speak of Moses, I don't speak of the man, I speak of his works. And now we find out that it's his works, Moses' law, that accuses us to God, before our God, day and night. And if we're going to have our righteousness, peace, and joy, if we're going to have salvation, strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of His Christ, we're going to have to see no man save Jesus only. We're going to have to cast out from our religious, I don't want to say training, but religious works, present works, all concepts that would cause us to think that we can find favor with God by eating or not eating, by refraining or by participating, by going or by staying, by giving or receiving. You see what I'm saying? All the rules and laws that Moses gave us were good rules while we were growing up. But after we grow up, we find that we don't have to worship God in Jerusalem. We can worship God in Gettysburg. So, I don't want to be offensive to anyone here tonight, but there are those who say they keep the commandments, and I've heard them, especially Christians, and they just don't keep the commandments. They say they do, but they don't. In the first place, according to what I could see when I drove up, the sun has gone down. Is that correct? And this is the Sabbath.
Well, we left for Bob here last week. For a hat. Yeah, but what was he doing here last week?
And are you with me? Do you see what I'm diving at? You're lawbreakers tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Just by being here.
Yeah.
It's Friday night. You're going to have to drive home a lot farther than a Sabbath day journey just to get home tonight. Okay, do you see what I'm driving at? And here you've been trying to find favor with God by some of the laws, but the Bible is very clear. If you offend in the least, then you're guilty of the whole. Moses said very clearly, when you wear wool suits, you're to wear wool underwear. You're not to wear mixed fabrics, fibers. We do all kinds of things that are against Moses' law. But you know why you don't feel condemned about wearing cotton underwear and a wool suit? You know why? Because you haven't heard it preached against all your life. But there are some things you have heard preached against all your life. And when those things happen, you begin to feel condemnation. For instance, how many of you have heard some rules about whether women should speak up or shut up? Or whether women should sit on one side and the men on the other? See what I'm driving at? And if you've been raised in that kind of environment, and then you put yourself in one of the other environments where that is not practiced, what do you feel? Condemnation. And who condemns you before God day and night? The law. The law. That which you've been put under. There are lots of Moses' laws that you haven't been put under. Do you know why? The preachers didn't find them out yet. In my particular denomination, I actually, honestly, heard a preacher preach for over 30 minutes on the evils of wearing bobby socks. I tell you, I've come a long ways from those days. The evangelists used to come to our church and they received points for how many came to the altar. Didn't matter. You understand when I say points, that is, if so many out of this congregation came to the altar, he had 49, the other had 52, then that evangelist with 52 was asked back, you know, for certain occasions, and the guy with 49 wished that he had put more people under condemnation. And so there was always a contest among the evangelists that came to our church, especially Sunday night. Are you sure you're saved, sister? How about that thought that you had this week? Oh, there, you'd better get back to the altar and get right with God. So back we flew to the altar to get right with God. How many been in the kind or know anything about that environment? And so back we would come to find some further favor with God by what we would or wouldn't do, or God forgive me for this thought or that, see, so forth. And yet we know that it's all under the blood of Jesus Christ and for some reason, we allow these condemnation of... Did Jesus ever do that to anybody? Neither do I condemn thee. Here's the power. Now go and sin. No more. Get straightened up. See, now Jesus was... This was not a license to sin. It was a forgiveness of sin and a power to get your life straightened up. So some people don't understand that when they hear this kind of teaching. Well, you're just teaching everybody to sin. That's not what we're talking about at all. It's not license to sin. It's just covering for sin because everybody's done it. Okay. And Jesus said, which of you convinceth me of any sin? Jesus himself couldn't sin, did not sin, but the others, he forgave them. I came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved.
Please stop your machine and turn this cassette over.